This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I do Hajj or Umrah on behalf of someone else, do still get the full reward of the act of worship myself? So if someone make Hajj or Umrah on behalf of someone else, do that person still get the ajr of Hajj and Umrah or not? First of all, let me make this crystal clear. If you have not made Hajj or Umrah yet, you're not allowed to do Hajj and Umrah on behalf of someone else. You make it for yourself. And making it on behalf of someone else will not fulfill the obligations that's upon you to do Hajj and Umrah. That's number one. Number two, if you already made Hajj before, because in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when a man said, Labbaik Allahumma, Bihajj and Shubruma. He said, who is that Shubruma? He said, a brother of mine or someone. He said, did you make Hajj for yourself first? He said, yes. So Nabi Sallam made sure that the person made Hajj for himself first before making Hajj for someone else. So if this is the case, al-ulama rahimahullah have two positions. Some scholars said, yes, you will take the ajr of Hajj and Umrah. So the ajr of Hajj, the Umrah, expedite all the sins in between the two Umrahs, you get that. The Hajj, you come back from your sins like a newborn, you get that. You know, the ajr of Mabrur, Bir Hajj Mabrur is nothing but Jannah, you get all this reward as well as the person that you made Hajj on his or her behalf. And obviously, the person you make Hajj on their behalf can't come due to them passed away or they are sick and can't come in the future. Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahimahullah was asked about this. When I make Hajj on behalf of someone else, do he gets the ajr or I get the ajr? And Sa'id ibn Musayyib said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous, both of you will get the ajr. And Ibn Hazm said, wa sadaqa Sa'id. He said the truth. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you show somebody or you guide someone to do something good, you both take the same ajr. So what about, you know, doing it on that person's behalf? So that's why al-ulama rahimahullah said, or some scholars said, that you will both take the ajr for that. The other opinion, which is the majority of the fuqaha actually take that position, many of the scholars said that. They said, no, the ajr for the hajj only goes to the one that you make it on his behalf. Okay, and Umrah goes to the person that you made on their behalf. But that the ajr of the Hajj itself and the Umrah itself. But you get ajr for helping your Muslim brother or sister, or fulfilling the right of your relatives, like a father or a neighbor or relatives or a cousin or brother or sisters, you know, or a friend. This is a good deed in itself, you know, to help someone. So you will take the ajr and the reward for that. Also, you take the ajr and the reward for the extra things that happen in the Hajj. Like, for instance, a dua in Arafah. That's your ajr. So the person takes the ajr of the Hajj, but the actual rituals that inside the time of Hajj and Umrah, the tawaf and the dua and the dhikr, the salah, the multiplication of the salah there, it's yours, not the person that you make it on his behalf. And I think that's a very safe position. That's the fatwa of Shaykhna Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, the fatwa of the senior, the committee of the senior scholars in Saudi Arabia and many other scholars, rahimahullah ta'ala as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and forgive those who passed away and help everyone to fulfill their duty of doing Hajj and Umrah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ. And we need your support. And that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.